What to do in 3 days in La Palma. You won't be deceived by La Palma. This small corner of the Atlantic is brimming with treasures. Charming towns and villages, unspoiled beaches, ancient forests, volcanic rock trails and enormous sandy beaches await you on your adventure around the island. To make the most of your holidays, we suggest what you can do in La Palma in 3 days. It is highly advisable to rent a car. Some of the most magical places are not easily accessible by public transport, so a vehicle will make everything easier. In addition, even though it's a small island, the journeys are longer than they seem due to the terrain. Day 1, from the most volcanic landscape to the Aridain Valley. The starting point for your route will be the La Palma and Teneguía Princess Resort and the Isencia de La Palma Adults Only Hotel, located in an idyllic location in the municipality of Fuencaliente. On the first day you will enjoy the volcanic south of the island and the good atmosphere of the Aridane Valley. Echentive Beach. The first stop will be at Echentive, which is about a 10-minute drive from the hotel on a long straight road. Echentive is one of the youngest beaches in the archipelago. In fact, it is also known as the Playa Nueva de Fuencaliente, New Beach of Fuencaliente. It emerged after the eruption of the Teneguía volcano in 1971. It forms part of the volcanoes of Teneguía Natural Monument. This black sand and rocky beach hides some surprises. A small path leads you to a beautiful natural pool of turquoise water and walls with rocks of copper-colored tones. In Echentive you will also find Fuente Santa, a spring whose water has been described as miraculous due to its healing properties. Las Salinas. After Echentive, you will discover Las Salinas, located right at the southern tip of the island and just a 5-minute drive from the beach. There you can learn about the process of preparing the Sal Marina Teneguía sea salt, one of La Palma's most iconic products. Sea water is deposited in volcanic rock pools along the same coast. Natural pools that gradually evaporate with the heat of the sun until they result in salt and that spectacular white and pink landscape. In Las Salinas you will also find El Jardín de la Sal, one of the most renowned restaurants in La Palma. It is so because of the spectacular environment in which it is located and thanks to a menu that will make you fall in love with its fish, seafood and dishes, prepared with the best salt. Cross the solidified lava flow of the new volcano. With your stomach full and your batteries renewed, it's time to head into the Aridane Valley, where you will conclude this first day of your visit. Here you will find the best sunsets on the island and a lively nightlife. Before arriving there, you will have to travel a road that will amaze you. It is the road that connects Las Norias with La Laguna. A track built on the cliffs of the Tajogate volcano, which erupted on the 19th of September, 2021, becoming the youngest territory in Europe. When crossing this road, you must bear in mind that you cannot stop, given that it is a protected landscape and that it still has hot spots. Enjoy the Aridane Valley. The Aridane Valley is made up of El Paso, Los Llanos de Aridane and Tazarcorte. Once you cross the track of the lava flow, you can head towards any of the three municipalities. If you want to enjoy a sunset and the wildest nature, El Paso is the place for you. First, you should stop at La Cumbasita viewpoint to enjoy the spectacular views of La Caldera de Tabariente and Roque de los Muchachos. Once the sun has started to drop, you can climb up to the Llano del Jabal viewpoint and enjoy the best panoramic view of the Aridane Valley. Will you be able to identify El Time, Bagineo, Punta de los Roques and the sandy beaches of Llano del Jabal? If you're looking for a simple way to enjoy the great atmosphere of the Aridane Valley, we recommend you first to head into Tazarcorte, specifically to the town. In the central area, you can lose yourself in its picturesque streets and stop for a drink in any of the bars on Plaza de la Avenida de la Constitución. Watching the sunset at Porres is a truly unforgettable experience. At night, the town with the best vibe is Los Llanos de Aridane. In the historic center, you can find lots of delicious eateries and lively bars to enjoy yourself in. Day 2, a magic route to the stars. On the second day of your trip, be prepared to spend a lot of time on the road. But we promise you that it will be worth the effort. Not only will you visit one of the most magical villages in La Palma, but you will feel on top of the world at Roque de los Muchachos, the highest point on the island. El Porres de Ti Giraffe. The first stop on the second day will be at Porres de Ti Giraffe, a magical fishing village concealed by a cave. That said, to reach this idyllic place, you will first have to travel along a narrow road with many curves. But don't despair at the wheel and you will enjoy the scenery. Once you reach the destination, at Porres you will hear the sound of the pounding ocean echoing inside the cave. The filtered light sketches out unusual patterns on the sea. Another thing that will attract your attention will be the houses, absolutely artisan and integrated into the rocks, as well as the ledges, which will encourage the bravest to leap into the sea. The market and zip line at Punta Gorda. After Porres, Punta Gorda is your next port of call. And if it's Saturday or Sunday, you simply can't miss a stop at the farmers' market. The farmers, artisans and bakers of the Northwest region display and sell the best zero-kilometer products. In addition, very close to the market, just a 5-minute walk away, is the Punta Gorda zip line, which crosses the Izcagua Ravine with a 617-meter cable, 700 meters above sea level. The zip line is open every Saturday and Sunday until 18 o'clock. Climb Roque de los Muchachos. The jewel in the crown of this day is Roque de los Muchachos. This site has a unique beauty. Especially at dusk, when the twilight illuminates the area's red-hued rocks. The sunset is especially beautiful on the rock, especially if there is a sea of clouds. Its 2,426 meters also make this place one of the best places to observe the stars. Light pollution is non-existent and on moonless nights you can almost caress the starlit sky with your fingers. The sky in this area is so beautiful that the rock is home to some of the most important telescopes in the world, such as the Gran Telescopio Canarias, Gran Tecan, or the MAGIC. An astrophysical work that you can discover in detail at the Roque de los Muchachos Visitors Center, open until 20 o'clock Monday to Sunday. Day 3, Colonial Houses and Ancient Forests. The third day of this adventure will allow you to discover Santa Cruz de la Palma, the capital of the island. Once there, at the northeast, you would also be able to enjoy the famous Los Tilos waterfall or the impressive Nogales beach. Santa Cruz de la Palma. A walk through Santa Cruz de la Palma is like taking a trip through history. Its historic quarter is full of small palaces and stately homes built in the traditional Canary Island style, such as the Palacio de Sorlaza, the Casa Cabrera and other elements of notable artistic and architectural importance. At the start of Col Real, you will see, for example, the famous Nitrato de Chile advertising sign, strategically placed near the capital's port to attract the merchants who arrived on the island in the 20th century. El Consistorio, known as the first democratic town hall in Spain, is part of one of the most important Renaissance ensembles in the Canary Islands. On the seafront you will also see the picturesque Portuguese-style balconies. For all of the above and much more, Santa Cruz de la Palma has been declared a historic and artistic site. It will be worth spending a morning to explore all its nooks and crannies. Los Tilos. After visiting Santa Cruz de la Palma, It's time to take a drive to Los Tilos, which houses one of the most important laurel forest ecosystems in the Canary Islands. A thousand-year-old forest in San Andres Y sources with lush vegetation and a spectacular waterfall. There is a visitor center in the area where you can learn about the exceptional natural heritage of the place. There are also several hiking trails that, if you have time, are worth doing. To conclude the day, you can visit one of the most spectacular beaches in the Canary Islands, Nogales. Located under a spectacular cliff, it is one of the favorite spots for surfers in La Palma. So if you're a fan of waves, don't miss this opportunity.